Okay, I think we are ready. So everybody, welcome to our Drivers of the Year event. This is for our 2025 Drivers of the Year. And we've got, as always, we got a great crew here, really outstanding batch of drivers that we're going to be honoring and celebrating today. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to Zach, who is going to get us kicked off here.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Hey, before I get started, for me, it's saying there was a problem displaying the content. Darren, I don't know if you've tried to share the presentation.
Yeah, let me do it a different way. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for telling me that.
But while you're doing that, just want to welcome everybody. This is such a fun event. We're celebrating the best of the best for our 2025 Drivers of the Year. And if you think about percentages, I can't remember the exact number, but it's a handful of, again, the elite drivers of the company. And so just yeah, honored to be able to present these names of these amazing drivers and leaders that we have today. So moving on to the next slide, let's talk about what it means to how you even qualified, how these amazing drivers even qualified for this. It's to be considered a driver of the year, you must be a top driver, of course, in the Safe and On-Time Awards, be with the company for a minimum of 12 months, have no accidents, no traffic violations, and no CSIA violations. Again, very high standards. That's professionalism to a T. That's honoring the crest. These are the best of the best. So congratulations to all of you who are being honored today. As a driver of the year, there are some nice perks that come with that. So you'll receive some awesome recognition, including a $1,000 bonus, which is, of course, a tangible thank you for an extraordinary year of performance, a commemorative model truck, an exclusive driver of the year hat and shirt and bag as well. And of course, the company-wide recognition. You're going down as a legend in this company and truly an amazing driver and team member here at CR England. I'm excited about how we're going about this actual presentation. So we're celebrating using kind of the acronym of YEAR. And YEAR means Y is for your story. So every mile has a purpose, every load delivered safely, every challenge overcome. This is your journey written across highways, state lines, and countless sunrises. E stands for your favorite form of entertainment. Help us get to know you a little bit better, whether it's music, podcasts, or those kinds of things. A is your favorite activity. It's time spent with family, hobbies that recharge you, passions, et cetera, in your life. And then R is for reflection, the growth, the lessons, the pride in knowing you represent excellence every single day. So with that, I'm excited to have the honor of presenting the first three drivers, one from Intermodal and then two from Over the Road. So let's go ahead and get started with the very first driver. And I think I saw him on here before. It's Mr. Ariel Grimage. Ariel, congratulations. First off, Ariel is on the Intermodal fleet in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hometown is Quakertown. So Ariel's story is awesome. So it began in mid-2016 when he pivoted from 19 years in operations to start his trucking career with CR England after attending his school in Pennsylvania. With a strong background in SOP development and Lean Six Sigma certification, Ariel is well equipped to transition into transportation, even though maybe there are some initial doubts, like we all had maybe getting into this industry. Through it all, focusing on his family gave him strength, and CR England's We Are Family culture has supported his continued success. Ariel also relies on monthly safety videos as a roadmap, living by the principle work safe, home safe, regardless of his experience level. When Ariel is off the road, his favorite form of entertainment is watching local sports teams and school games, as well as spending quality time with his family playing cards and board games. Of course, these moments provide balance, connection, and joy beyond the job. Love it. Ariel's favorite area to visit is the Bahamas. which is a great spot. And from a reflecting on this past year, Ariel acknowledges the challenges of freight availability, rising costs, and management changes. Yet through teamwork and resilience, he and his team navigated these obstacles with minimal disruption and look forward to another productive year ahead. He also attributes the support of his family, especially his daughter, who wrote him a special note when she heard he was named as CR England Driver of the Year. Ariel, I want to hear your thoughts. We can see it on the screen. If you could just share your thoughts on this, is maybe the cutest note I've ever seen. Tell us about your daughter and about receiving that note.
Awesome. I just want to say, upon receiving the nomination, I mentioned it to my wife, and my wife had mentioned it to my daughter, and my daughter, in her own little unique way, she has a way of expressing herself. So she just wrote on her post-it and wrote her little note and said, "Hey, Dad, congratulations on becoming the best driver of the year." And she, you know, she sat on my lap and gave me all the kudos. And that was one of the highlights of my day. And it attributes to the "We Are Family" that you guys so elegantly express throughout the year. Family means a lot. And I embrace the fact that we are a family, not just my family internally here at Quakertown, but the CR England family.
Love it. Thank you so much. Just for those who maybe are calling in on their phones, the note says, "Good job being the world's best driver in the world." I love it. "Congratulations, Dad, on becoming a driver of the year." Love, Ari. So cute and heartfelt. And I'm sure that was a very proud moment, as you said. We have some folks on from the Intermodal Group that I know want to share some thoughts, whether it's Jeff Stubbs or Eddie or Brandon. Go ahead, guys.
I'll go ahead. Congrats, Ariel. I love the note. That's awesome. I bet that just was the cherry on top. Just want to say congratulations, of course, to all the Driver of the Year award winners. A little bit of the fun stuff I get to brag about Ariel. Ariel is actually a two-time winner for the intermodal division, so he last won in 2019. So just want to shout that out. I think he's the only intermodal driver that's won twice now, so huge accomplishment. He truly is the best of the best, and he wouldn't tell you that, but he's a leader by example. That's kind of his MO. He often will be the support for all the drivers, so he's constantly making sure and checking in with them. It's a true family atmosphere down there in PA, and I want to say a lot of that is because of what you do, Ariel. So I appreciate everything you do. You're kind of that, you got to have the stats to win this award, but you have a lot of stats that don't show up on the quote unquote box score. You know, you facilitate a lot of repairs. You talk to drivers on your cell phone to coach them through and get them through it. So grateful to have you on the team, and here's to many more. Congrats, Ariel.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I interject?
Go ahead, Ariel.
I just wanted to say there's a saying that I'm an Eagles fan. I'm from PA. And Coach Sirianni of the Philadelphia Eagles, one of his statements is, "You cannot be great without the greatness of others." And, I'm only as good as my support team. And I appreciate the leadership, starting with the Englands down to their support teams underneath them, Brandon and Eddie and Jeff, so forth and so on. Everyone has a hand to deal in with the success for all the drivers that's here. So I accept this award, but it doesn't go without the support of all the leadership team and also the drivers. So I just wanted to add that. Great. Thank you.
Well, congratulations, Ariel. I'll jump in here quickly for those that don't know you. Brandon Leonard, I'm the president of the Intermodal Division. Excited to celebrate you today and certainly echo everything that's been said. We'll be celebrating your 10-year anniversary with CR England later this year. And I think we're a couple of years away from celebrating a million safe miles. So I'm feeling very confident that you'll get there. So I'll celebrate that one early even. So appreciate you, sir. And congratulations again. And I'll turn it over to anybody else on the team.
Thank you.
I actually prepared a few notes on this because I've just started kind of being the fleet manager for this group, and so I wasn't entirely prepared for how good Ariel is. I mean, there's a lot of things I could list. There's plenty of strengths he brings to the job. He's experienced, he's knowledgeable, he's steady under pressure. What stands out, I think, the most to me is how helpful he is. I mean, I think everyone here knows the kind of call that starts with, I've got a problem and it lands on someone else to fix. That's not Ariel. When he calls, he comes with a solution, he comes with options. And even if we do go a different route than what he's, you know, what he's presenting, he's fully committed to making it work. And he shares what he knows. He supports the other drivers on his team, whether that's balancing a heavy load correctly or handling a breakdown. And he makes sure they succeed too. For me, he's more than a driver. He's a resource I can rely on to keep the fleet running smoothly. And I'm glad he's on my team.
I appreciate that,
Jeff. Yeah, thank you, Jeff and Eddie and Brandon. Appreciate those comments. Wow, what a great tribute, Ariel, from the team you work with. And I appreciate your comments about this is a team game. We're all in this together to make this happen. Let's go ahead and wrap up Ariel's section. Round of applause for Ariel. It'll be virtual for a bunch of you, but congratulations, sir. What a great tribute. Okay, moving on to our next recipient. It's Mr. Rodney Sherman. Is Rodney on the line? Darren, do you know
if
Rodney?
No, he's not able to make it. No, okay. He had a long night with his mentee, and they're both fast asleep currently.
Okay. No worries. We'll go ahead and honor him still, and we'll send him this video. But Rodney is an awesome driver on Fleet A2. He's based out of Rockwall, Texas. And his story began with inspiration from family and friends in the trucking industry who gave him a clear vision of what his career should be. While studying for his CDL, the pandemic began, prompting him to leave his satellite installation job for safety reasons. On the very first day of the shutdown, Rodney went to the DPS office only to find it completely closed, beginning a long and challenging way to start his trucking career. After a 3-year gap, and facing frequent rejections, Rodney finally received his first yes from CR England, an opportunity he remains deeply grateful for. We're also grateful that it worked out. That determination and persistence define the foundation of his journey. When Rodney is off the road, his favorite form of entertainment is relaxing with television or movies, finding moments of entertainment and rest amidst a busy schedule. Rodney's favorite area to visit is home, Crockett, Texas, where he loves reconnecting with friends and family, seeing the familiar faces that make it special. Reflecting on the past year, Rodney shares that he's learned a lot and he's had the chance to give back by teaching others along the way, which is so meaningful. For Rodney, it's been a busy year as the wheels on the truck go round and round. That's what it does. For sure. Rodney, your perseverance, dedication, and willingness to support others set an inspiring example for all drivers. Congratulations to Rodney. I know that we have some of the folks that manage him in the OTR group, Manuel or anybody else, Misael, anybody that would like to offer any comments, we'd love to hear your thoughts on Rodney.
Thank you, Zach. Yep. Manny has a couple words that he would like to share here shortly, but before that, I would just like to thank Ronnie on a personal level for doing a great job as a professional driver and also be a mentor in OTR. Mentors are very sacred for us in OTR. We absolutely rely on them to grow our truck count, to see people in trucks, and having such a solid guy be out there teaching shoulder to shoulder our new generation of drivers how the job gets done, how to be safe and professional at all times. I just don't have enough words to express my gratitude. So thank you, Rodney, from the bottom of my heart, and we really appreciate everything you do every day out there. And Manny has a couple words from himself and also from his fleet manager, Andrea, that's out on PTO today.
Yes, absolutely. Rodney, you know, we appreciate you heavily here, man. Even back when you used to report to Frank, you know, he always said you were his top guy. And that translates into Andy as well, Andrea. She made me promise she would I would read these words that she left for you. So I'm going to go ahead and read those for you, bud. So this is from her. Rodney isn't just a truck driver. He's a kind of person who makes a real difference. Every day, he shows what professionalism, dedication, and pride truly looks like. His commitment to safety and the way he carries himself on the road set the standard for everyone around him. But what means the most is who he is beyond the wheel. As a mentor, he doesn't just teach future drivers how to do the job. He teaches them how to believe in themselves, how to stay disciplined, and how to respect the responsibility that comes with this career. He gives his time, his patience, and his experience without hesitation. Rodney, I'm truly grateful to have you on my fleet. You've taught me a lot, and you've made a bigger impact than you probably realize. Those are from Andy, very heartfelt. I think a lot of us here on the fleet echo that. And personally, I appreciate you, Rodney, really, and hope to see you continue to hit these home runs with OTR, man.
So awesome. Go ahead, Dust.
I just want to also echo the words that have already been said. Really appreciate all you do, Rodney. And, you know, the road's a tough road at sometimes, but, man, you make it great. I know when we started reaching out and talking about how many great drivers could potentially win this award, your name quickly came to the top. So keep up the good work, and thanks for all you do out there.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Dusty and Misa and Manny, and for reading Andy's words. That was a great tribute for an amazing driver. Let's all give Rodney a round of applause. Congrats, Rodney. Okay, very good. Let's move on to our next recipient, which is Mr. Sheldon Boyd. Is Sheldon on the line?
Yes, he is.
Okay, Sheldon, I'm excited. That's great. Sheldon is on Fleet R3, lives in Philly, and Ken Brown's his fleet manager. So this is a fun write-up. So Sheldon's story begins with a passion for driving that developed at a young age. Before joining CR England over 10 years ago, he gained a diverse background as a business owner and working for the state of Pennsylvania. Once on the road, he found the joy in long-haul driving, which often happens, experiencing the country's beauty in every season. Today, Sheldon continues to drive locally, balancing his daily work with a healthy dedication to family life. When Sheldon's off duty, his favorite form of entertainment is relaxing with TV or movies, a way to unwind and recharge after a day behind the wheel. His favorite areas to visit are Colorado and Utah, where the incredible scenery makes every trip unforgettable. The mountains, valleys, and open roads remind him why he loves his career and the journey it provides. Reflecting on the past year, Sheldon shares that despite recent changes in the industry, the year has been fulfilling. He looks forward to continuing his journey with CR England, bringing experience, dedication, and professionalism to every mile. Sheldon, your passion, consistency, and commitment to balance set an example for drivers everywhere. Congratulations on being named a 2025 Driver of the Year. I'm going to kick it over to Ken to share a few thoughts before we hear from you, Sheldon.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, I'm the lucky one because I have Sheldon to work with. And Sheldon, you know, we had some changes here and I've been covering R3, you are the man to go to. You know, your work ethic, your communication, everything you do for R3 makes it what it is. And I'm fortunate to have a couple of people in OTR that also want to say a couple of things to you that I've worked with you before because of how well that you have ran this fleet and worked with those individuals, those other four guys that you work with, is we need to clone some Sheldons, I'll tell you that. But I'm going to let Julie say some stuff first, and then I've got Ivy to say some stuff to you.
Oh, gee, Sheldon, I am so happy to be here with you. We were together for about 6 or 7 years, I do believe, my friend. You know, when they talk about we are family, that's exactly how I feel about Sheldon. He still sends me birthday messages. He sends me Mother's Day messages. I reply back to him because obviously we share the same phone number still. He can call me directly still to this day. And exactly what Ken said, he was our dependable guy. He was my go-to guy. Anybody that needed some extra training in the fleet, he represents CR England so very well with Barry Callibal, our customer. He, you know they can depend on him. And Sheldon has the earliest shift out there. He did when he ran for me, and knowing that he would be up 2-3 o'clock in the morning every morning, be on time, never late. You know, I can't say enough good about Sheldon. And he's a more deserving driver than Sheldon to have gotten this award today. And I can tell you I miss him all the time. And when Ken said we need to clone Sheldon, I would take a fleet of him tomorrow. So congratulations, Sheldon, bud. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Julie. That was beautiful.
Wow. Ivy has some words for us, for Sheldon as well.
You have a lot of fleet managers, you know, that we adore you, and we have so many good things to say about you. I have the privilege of working with Sheldon starting in 2024, until late last year. And I truly wouldn't be the manager that I became without you, Sheldon. From day one with the operation, you chose to help me. You taught me the operation, explained details, gave me the confidence I needed to grow into the role. You were always patient, always supportive, and always had the huge smile that you all can see on the camera right now to prove. And that laugh makes everything better, I swear. I had the fortune of going to Pennsylvania last year in September and meeting him in person. And it's a day that I will never forget. We had lunch. He judged my decisions on what to eat, of course. And the next day, he took me on a local load with him. He allowed me to slow him down while I tried to crank the landing gear myself. And somehow, we ended the day dancing of joy. That moment says everything about him. He works hard. He takes pride in what he does. And he makes people feel comfortable, welcome, and happy along the way. Sheldon is safe. He is proactive. He is reliable and someone you can always count on. But more than that, he makes the people around him better. He is a strong point in the Very Calibre account, as Kenny mentioned. We all would take a fleet full of Sheldons. I promise that it would make our jobs so easier. Sheldon, working with you has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my career. I am very, very proud of you. I'm so grateful for you, and this recognition is more than deserved. I'm very proud, and congratulations.
Thank you, Ivy. That was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Dusty.
That was Dusty. Beautiful.
Sheldon, we'll get to you in just a second. I think Dusty's going to share a few thoughts, too.
Yeah, gosh, you know, when Sheldon got this award, the team was fighting over who got to represent him. That's the kind of drivers you want, that, you know, you've kind of weathered the storm, different fleet managers and whatnot, and just continue to shine, buddy. Appreciate all you do and your leadership out there. Keep it up.
We're not done. Misa's going to say a few words, too. I love it.
Okay. Nice. Sheldon, it's no surprise for anybody that you're on this call, and I think you're pretty much aware that last year you were a runner-up, and it was very hard to not recognize you, but this year there was absolutely no doubt. You are the MVP. You make us better. Thank you for everything you do. All the feedback that I received from that fleet, it's positive, and you know, it's thanks to you, man. So thank you for everything you do. Big hug, virtual hug all the way from Querétaro, and keep at it, man. You're respected and admired here with your peers.
Awesome. Man, Sheldon, what a great tribute from the team. You know, thinking of a fleet full of Sheldons, that'd be a happier place. I can tell just by watching you on the video and the way you lit up when the folks came on and started talking. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts?
The checks in the mail, everybody. That was great. That was, I haven't seen Julie in so long. Oh man, that was beautiful. That I'm overwhelmed right now. I wasn't expecting this. Wow. That was beautiful. These people made my life so much easier. So much easier. You guys have great staff there. Y'all made my life so much easier. It made the job easy. It made it easy for me to be who I am and do what I do. Because they were great. So I have nothing else to say.
You're great. Thank you so much. I mean, when I hear you talk and hear the team talk, I think of We Are Family, and that's like the way you guys light up seeing each other, the relationships that have been formed and working together. It's really, truly something special. Let's all give Sheldon a round of applause. Congratulations on being the 2025 Driver of the Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very well deserved. Okay, now we are going to transition over to Josh to continue on with more recognitions. Go ahead, Josh.
All right. What an honor. I get the opportunity to present our next four Drivers of the Year. And The first is Angel Gonzalez. Angel, are you on? All right, Angel, can you hear me? Might be on mute.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. We got you. We got you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, oh, doing great, man. This is such a great opportunity to celebrate you, Angel. Angel lives in Orange Park, Florida, but he's also lived in Los Angeles, Miami, and Ohio. He's been trucking for 20 years, and he has built a career defined by dedication and professionalism. He joined England with excitement about the opportunity to get home and be with people who matter so much in his life. What keeps Angel motivated? He genuinely enjoys the workload. He appreciates the responsibility, and after two decades behind the wheel, he still values the fact that in this industry, you learn something new every day. And that mindset is what separates good drivers from great ones. As far as entertainment, when Angel's not on the road, his favorite form of entertainment is vacation and travel. He's got some great places he's been. He's been to Key West, and he's got a trip planned to Puerto Rico. Some really fun adventures, it sounds like, and love to hear about highlights of those at some point, Angel. His favorite location is Key West, and he's enjoyed that. And he rents a scooter and cruises around the island and has an unforgettable time. On reflection, I love Angel's comments. They're very thoughtful. He attributes his success to this year by staying focused, planning ahead, and always being prepared for every situation. He constantly reminds himself not to be in a rush, because things can happen that are unexpected. Boy, what a great word of wisdom in trucking. He always looks at the big picture, follows the rules, and a great comment, he refrains from acting like he knows it all. That's a great thought. You're in great company there, Angel. It reminds me of what Albert Einstein said, "The more I know, the more I realize how much I don't know." And Angel's goal is to do the best he can do every single day. He is, Angel is just such a great member of the CR England family. We're so proud of you, Angel, and so excited to honor you in this way. It's so well deserved. And let's ask members of the team to share their thoughts here. Tatiana, are you on?
Yes, I am. What I can say about Angel, he's just an extremely hardworking guy, reliable, efficient, professional. When I called him to say that he's going to be our driver of the year, he sounded almost surprised as he said, "I just do my job." And that was, I just want to add, he does his job outstanding, and he over supports drivers and office staff, and he's basically our go-to person. Angel, thank you so much for everything you do for our fleet, and congratulations. We also have Carrie on the call. She wanted to add a few words as well.
Hey, Angel. Can you hear me?
Hi.
I want to say thank you. You know, you're diligent, and your communication is phenomenal. I mean, you make my life that much easier to plan you and to keep you moving and make the money and do all the things that you do for CR England. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Angel, you are our go-to guy. Appreciate that. And what a great honor. You are a driver of the year. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was surprised when they called me and told me. I wasn't expecting nothing like that. Like Tatiana said, I just focus on my job and just do what I got to do, stay safe. I was shocked. But it's an honor to be recognized. And I give a big shout out to the AF Fleet, very supportive team there. And I like it. I mean, it's not hard. I stay in my lane and mind my own business, just do what I got to do. So
love it.
I like it.
Appreciate you, Angel. Let's give Angel a big round of applause. All right. So our next driver of the year is Stephen Wetter. Stephen, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We got you. All right. Stephen's story begins in the beautiful sunshine state of Florida. He currently lives in Taylor, Texas, by the way. And he spent several years in senior management at other companies and navigating a workforce that he said wasn't quite what it used to be. When medical issues arose, his doctor suggested a new path, and that led Stephen to begin his career with CR England, where he discovered a role that combined purpose, challenge, and opportunity. When Stephen has downtime, his favorite form of entertainment is a good book. His favorite book is Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. I haven't read that one yet, but man, I need to add that to the list. It's a story that sparks imagination and reflection, much like his own journey on the road. Stephen's favorite area to visit is the lakes surrounding his home, where he loves camping and enjoying the outdoors. William H. Fox Lake stands out as a particular favorite. It's a place where nature, peace, and relaxation come together. Reflecting on this past year, Stephen gives special thanks to Carrie Ann, to Melvin, Robert, Carrie, Mike, and the entire Anheuser-Busch fleet for their support and teamwork. You know, I'm sure those comments would be reciprocated, Stephen. In fact, let's hear from Tony. Are you on?
Yep, I'm here. It's a great pleasure for me to be here. So Stephen's coming up on his four-year anniversary with CR England here in April. And since he started, he's consistently set the standard for excellence and dedication, from helping startup accounts to building drivers from the ground up, answering calls across multiple accounts that you've helped support over the years. With patience and professionalism, you truly embody what it means to be a leader. And we really, really appreciate that. You never complain. You're always on time. You always have a positive attitude. And you're super deserving of this recognition. And we're very proud to be able to celebrate with you today. So thank you very much for everything you do.
Thank you.
Love that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. And Stephen, thank you for being a leader and a standout. Let's see, was someone else saying something?
Yeah, this is Melvin. Let me just jump in there, Melvin, for a quick second on Stephen. Stephen, when I call, you don't never push back. I think I'm not going to try to just say all the things that Anthony just said. I think he encompassed a lot of what we respect about you. And I use that word highly because there's not a time of day or night that I've called you and you said no. I remember calling you on a Sunday evening one night about 10 o'clock and you said, I got it, Melvin. And you handled the situation with another new driver. You are just the epitome of what we desire for trucking on a fleet. Stephen, thank you for all you do and all you've been to us on this fleet.
Love that. The epitome of a CR England driver, Stephen, your resilience, adaptability, and commitment to excellence set a standard for CR England drivers. How do you feel, Stephen? What do you have to say?
I'm humbled. I just feel like I'm doing my job. It's you know, I remember starting out and not knowing a lot. And so now my mission is to help the driver. Now I'm here to make money. Don't get me wrong in that one. I'm very efficient and it's been very blessed with the team from the beginning of my career to help motivate me and build me to who I am as a driver today.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for building others around you in the process and making your big part of what has made this place a great place. And we sure appreciate you and congratulations on being named a 2025 CR England Driver of the Year. Let's give Stephen a round of applause.
We miss you in OTR too, Steve.
Oh, Ken, I got to say, I got a story. There was a point in my career, I think I'd been driving 7 or 8 months and I was frustrated beyond anything. And out of the blue, Ken gave me a phone call. I will say this at this point, Ken was the only reason I stayed with this company because Hell, Ken, I owe you so much, and that I forgot to mention you. I apologize because I owe you my career.
You're awesome, Steve. We love you. You know, your family. We love you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's so great. Well, thank you, Steve. Congratulations, and what a well-deserved honor.
Thank you.
Our next driver of the year is Justin Dunaway. Justin, are you on?
He's on the phone with us, Josh.
He's on the phone. Okay, excellent. I hope you can hear us, Justin.
Justin, if you can hit *6 on your phone, that will unmute you. Looks like you're muted right now.
Let's try that.
There we go. We got you.
You got us, Justin?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Okay, perfect. Glad you can be on for this. We're ready to honor you, Justin, and what a great, well-deserved recognition this is. So Justin's hometown is Louisville, Alabama. His story is one shaped by ambition and personal milestones. Before joining CR England, he set goals that fueled his journey. And as a driver here, he's achieved a remarkable milestone, traveling to all 50 U.S. states. And Justin, does that include Alaska and Hawaii, or are we talking lower 48 here?
No, just the lower 48. I said within 48. Yeah.
Yeah, but this, when we say traveling to all 48, that is as a CR England driver. This is not vacation time. This is you've hauled freight in all 48, correct?
Correct.
That's amazing. That is so great. And I believe you've been with us going on 11 years and have accomplished it in that time period. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is awesome. I love that. When it comes to Justin's favorite form of entertainment, he enjoys watching television, especially his favorite series, Star Trek. Sparks imagination and relaxation. His favorite place to visit is, how do I say that? Homosassa Springs? How do you say it, Justin?
Homosassa Springs, Florida.
Homosassa Springs, where you swam with the manatees. What was that like?
It's my favorite go-to as far as vacation-wise. My mother-in-law lives down there, and, we go and visit. At least we try to make a trip down to Homosassa Springs at least once a year and just chill out, hang out, and have a good time.
So cool. Reflecting on this past year, Justin credits his growth to perfecting his skills as a professional truck driver, adapting to the challenges that come with the job, and building meaningful friendships along the way. I love that. We are family. Let's hear from those who work with Justin. Allison, are you on?
I am.
Go ahead, Allison.
All right. So he's great. He is always there when we need him. He keeps us informed of everything. We never have to worry about him in any aspect. He's always on time for his load. I don't think since I've been here, he's ever failed a load or been late on a load.
Wow.
So we think he really does deserve this. We're all very proud of him in the office.
That's amazing. I love it.
And then I think Judy wanted to say something for him as well, because he helped her out a lot.
Ricky's lining up too. Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah, I want to thank him very much. He has been a great support system here in Warrensburg. When we needed some extra drivers, he actually went the extra step. Never complained. We give him whatever we give him. He would take it wherever he needed to take it to successfully. If we needed him to help out a driver, he was there helping out that driver. I can't say much, a whole lot about this guy. He's from the South where I'm from, and let me tell you, the Southerners people, we love to work with each other and stuff. And like I said, he's a great asset to this team. If he ever gets a chance to come, if Allison will let him loose just a second, I'd take him back in a snap. But other than that, he's great. Justin, congratulations, my man. It's a great honor to see you get this award, being a driver. Congratulations. Good luck out there and many more years to come.
Thank you, Miss Judy. Thank you, Alan.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Yeah, so Justin, there's a reason he's seeing all lower 48 with CR England. It's because whenever we say, hey, we got a thing and we need a help, Justin's the first one to line up, whether that's, I want to say, 3 months in Missouri in the middle of winter, which ranks in some of my least favorite places to be in the middle of winter, to, you know, when he was with the Dollar General team and going out to California for extended periods. You know, Justin's always lined up. You know, whatever it takes. I mean, this is a thing. We do annual realignments every year with the customer, and Justin's first call is, how do I stay with CR England? It's always, you know, it's always his focus, and it's just been great to work with him over the last 4 years that he's been on our team. You know, again, one of those guys you wish you could clone. Congrats, Justin. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Man, Justin, thank you for being always ready to raise your hand and do whatever it takes, and for 11 years of excellence. What a great career you've built, and what a great honor to be a driver of the year for CR England. What are your thoughts, Justin?
One word that comes to mind is gratitude. I mean, I've pretty sure we've all heard the saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a fleet to keep the wheels turning, and Allie, pretty much Rick and Miss Judy pretty much confirmed, you know, what I just mentioned as far as it all being, you know, making it a team effort. And I feel like they are my family when I'm away from my family, which takes the stress load off of me and makes my job that much more enjoyable. So, yeah, I give a shout out to all three, Ricky, Miss Judy, and Allie, for, you know, it's an honor. That's from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for those great comments, Justin. And it goes two way. I hope you feel our heartfelt gratitude. We love you and appreciate you and honor you as CR England 2025 Driver of the Year. Let's give Justin a round of applause. Okay, next up, Chris Christopher. Are you on, Chris? I think I saw you on there.
Get served.
Oh, yeah. All right. Perfect. All right. Chris's story, his hometown is in Surprise, Arizona. His story begins in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. Life took him across the country, and after a leg injury, he finally settled in Arizona. Coming from a family of drivers, we have that in common, Chris. It was almost destined that Chris would find his way behind the wheel. Before joining CR England, he worked as a warehouse dock unloader, and he couldn't help but notice the CR England trucks. Their cabs looked like the perfect place to escape that brutal Arizona heat, especially during long days on the loading dock. That glimpse sparked a journey that would lead him to the road. When Chris is off duty, his favorite form of entertainment is simple. He loves sleeping. I get it. But he also treasures time with his family, especially his nieces and nephews, sharing laughs, playing games, and making memories that last well beyond the work week. His favorite area to travel is Dallas, Texas. It's a place he enjoys seeing again and again, and he navigates his routes with care and professionalism. Reflecting on this past year, Chris gives special thanks to his dispatch manager, Katrina, who ensures the team has what they need while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. He's deeply grateful for his family, who would call daily in the early months of his career to check in, and for his sister, the very reason he began driving for CR England. I want to hear more about that in a minute, Chris, about your sister. Chris is thankful for the opportunities, the growth, and the journey that CR England has given him. This honor is a reflection of his dedication, his perseverance, and the support of everyone who helped him along the way. Let's see. Katrina, I think you're on. Are you on, Katrina?
Yes, I'm here, Josh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, Chris, he's a character, and he always keeps me on my toes and laughing. He always makes sure I'm okay, I'm alert. Like, he'll call me and just say, "Hey, boss lady." And I'm like, "What do you want today?" "Nothing. I just need to say hi so I can start my day." He's just so energetic and always have a positive attitude, and he brings that morale. You know, he always comes in and show his face and just make sure we know he okay, and he wants to know we're okay. But Chris, I nominated you because you deserve it. You walk every single day holding CR England expectations in your hand, and I cannot be any prouder than I am of you are today. Chris earned himself a new 2026, right? Freightliner.
Let's
say that. yes, don't forget that, sir. Chris is just an example of what a driver should be and what they can be. He is 100 across the board, accident-free, critical event-free. He helps other drivers when they're needed. He makes himself available. He also even took the initiative to train a couple new drivers, you know, to make sure that they understand, you know, the process that we run here. He shows up, he never complains, and he's here on time, and he is ready to rock and roll. So I am so proud of you, like, extremely. And, oh, let me also share this. Chris, I do play a lot of jokes with my drivers just to keep them happy. So I told Chris that I was going to nominate him for this. And he's like, what, me? I'm like, yes, and this is the reason why. So when I told him he won, he was like, yeah, whatever, Miss Boss Lady, I didn't win. And I'm like, no, you did win. He was like, no, stop playing. You joke around too much. I had to get in touch with Darren. Darren vouched for me. I had to get in touch with Darren so Darren can reach out to him and tell him that he really won, because he did not believe it. But how can you not believe that you're so wonderful and so fantastic? How can you not believe that? So accept it, and congratulations, buddy. I think I think one of my dispatchers wanted to say something, as well as the account supervisor. Brian, are you on? Joel?
Yes, I'm on.
Here you go.
I'll go first. So I apologize, my camera is not working, but Chris, I'm so excited for you. This is awesome. I'm newer to this account, so I've only worked with Chris for a little bit, but in that short time, he has absolutely killed it. It's been super fun to watch him work. This account has a lot of difficult backing situations, never an issue. He just does such a good job, always has a good attitude. I'm so excited to work with you. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Really, really, really.
Chris, you know, bringing that positive vibe, those positive feelings to the team really means so much to us. It helps make the CR England family a fun place and a great place. And you are, like Katrina said, 100 across the board. And you're a powerful example to our whole team. And we love you and appreciate you. Tell us about how your sister brought you to CR England, and generally what your thoughts are on this whole thing.
Honestly, it's still surreal even to this day, like just sitting here being nominated for it and even winning it, especially when you hear about the other ones that came before me, how they're runner-ups, they've been doing this multiple years, you know. It's just like, wow, it just feels great. But how my sister got me into CR England was, when I first started trucking, I was working for May. And I had a plan where I was going to want to stay with them for at least 6 months to a year, just so I can get the credibility or whatnot, just to be able to move on to something else. And my sister didn't like me being all over the road. She hated it. Like, she would call me every day, like, where are you at? What are you doing? Oh, you're in Oregon. It's snowing or whatnot. Why don't you try to get a job down here? And I kept telling her, you know, they're not going to accept nobody with no 2, 3, 4 months, no stuff like that. But she kept harping on me, just to be like, you never know unless you try. So honestly, just to prove it wrong, I was like, all right, cool. So I just started applying to different places. And ironically, CR England called me. And I was sitting there looking like, holy crap, she's right. So yeah, it was the perfect load where I was going just home and back all the time. So I was like, all right, it's perfect for me, perfect for them. Everybody wins, you know. And I enjoy it. I really do.
I love it. Yes. Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you. We, man, what a great honor it is to us, and it's well deserved. And we're just so proud of you and thankful for you. So let's go ahead and congratulate Chris as a 2025 CR England Driver of the Year.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now we'll turn the time over to Kirk. His turn for our last few honorees.
All right. Well, I guess we've saved the best for last. And, you know, I wanted to tell everybody, this is one of the top meetings that we have as a company. The other one, of course, is the Million Miler, right? And we all know and realize that without our drivers, we're just another average trucking company. And we're far from that. We are exceptional at what we do. And we've got awards that prove it from our customers. We've got growth that proves it, where our customers give us more business. And we owe it all to you, our drivers. So this one is just so fun that where we're able to honor our drivers. And I've got three really amazing drivers from Dedicated as well. That I'll be speaking to or speaking about. And again, congratulations to everybody before this. This is just such a cool thing. So Darren, could you put up, I don't see it on the screen. So my first one, Marcus Bailey, are you on? Are you able to hear us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Excellent. So Marcus has a great story. One that's not unusual in the sense that I've known many people over the years. Marcus started out in a warehouse. And any of you that live in the South and know what working in a warehouse might be, or even loading one in the summertime, can be absolutely god-awful and hot and humid and all of that. And, you know, Marcus is telling us here that his uncle years ago had said, you know, I need to get out of the heat and into something at air conditioning. And trucking is one of those jobs that works very, very well with that. Marcus, you mentioned here that you saw an advertisement in Tar Heel. Did you start on the Smithfield fleet, or were you just in that area and you've been on GP the entire time?
Yeah, so Tar Heel, I was a warehouse / delivery driver for a lumber company down in North Carolina. So I would go past the yard there, and I said, I want to work for those guys one day. And, you know, CR England was my first choice when I decided to take the plunge, and never look back. So.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate it. It's worked out well for us too, to have you on our fleet and a part of our family. Two of my three drivers today are big gamers, apparently, and we'll get some more feedback from you on that, Marcus. That's one of your things that you say you like to do. So we've got a number of drivers that are gamers, as well as you love to visit Utah, which works out really quite well, considering our headquarters is there. And you're absolutely right about the being beautiful and scenic. Not so much snow this year so far, but still a great place that, you know, many of us love to go to. As well as your reflection on this journey, you're on the road team, and that is an extremely important function that you provide for us, for all of our road team members, so we certainly appreciate that. You're on Georgia Pacific. GP is one of our larger customers. We run over a couple hundred trucks on GP, and we've had them for many, many years. And we'll hear from your team here shortly. I do want to mention that you've mentioned Stephen and Jose and Jamie and Jeanette as people that you work with, but Mike Desjardins, who I want to mention, is a lifelong Yankees fan, just like myself. So I hope not Mike true. Is on the phone not today. And well, there he is. And we'll true. Be able to respond about his love for the Yankees, too, here in a minute. But let's go with our folks from the GP. We'll talk to Marcus about what you mean to them. Who you want up first, Mark? Steven, go ahead.
All right. Marcus, man, all the wonderful things you've heard, all these others share about these other drivers, well, man, they all apply to you as well. Dependable, trustworthy, true professional, just a team player. You know, but you're also just such a good friend to all of us. Man, we're blessed to have you on our team. Just congratulations, brother, man. You earned this.
Thanks, David.
Jamie, you got something to share?
Of course. Hey, Marcus. Just want to say you are amazing. I know everybody talks about your road team captain. Just to let y'all know, Marcus was a road team captain before he was officially a road team captain. Our guys could call him at any time, day or night. He would answer his phone, help these drivers out. He has helped multiple accounts out. Never complains, never hesitates. We call Marcus. He's like, hey, whatever you need. I'll call him. He'd say, what's up, boss lady? What do you need? And I'll tell him. He's like, all right, send me what you need me to do. I got you. Marcus is amazing. Like everybody else says, if we can clone him, I would. So thank you, Marcus, for everything you do. We love you. You're one of the best.
Thank you, Jamie.
So I'll start off real quickly, Marcus, by just going over one quick fact. First of all, my love for the Yankees is about as deep as Kirk's love for the Red Sox is. It's overwhelming. It's an amazing thing. So Marcus's story and Marcus himself is amazing. Marcus joined us about 5 years ago. He's one of the first DJP students, mentees that we had on our team, if not the first. And in the time frame from him joining our team to now, Marcus has become a mentor himself and helped us out with multiple drivers throughout the course of his years. He is a driver ambassador for our fleet and has also achieved a road team captain spot, and a well-deserved spot at that. So this recognition is well-deserved for a very amazing individual. Marcus is the guy that we go to when we need help. He's usually the first person that we call. He's helped us out on multiple accounts, Walmart, Cisco. He's now up in Lidl helping us up with a ramp up there. And he's the type of guy that will go in, do everything that you need to do to be successful. And he's just an amazing individual like everybody else on this call is. We can't tell Marcus how much we appreciate him. There aren't enough words for it, but we do thank you for everything you do for us and what you do for the company. So we appreciate you, Marcus.
All right. So that's from the ops team. So Marcus, go ahead. A few words from you now.
Yeah, sure. I just want to thank everybody. You know, like it's been said already, you know, these guys make my everyday life easy. And, you know, I want to thank Mike. He took the chance on me, you know, about 5 years ago, brought me in, and, you know, I told him that day, I said, you won't be sorry. I said, I'm going to be the best driver you've got. So, I hope I'm living up to that. And, you know, I just want to continue to help, my team and, this company. It's been great to be a part of this, this company. I love the environment that's been created here. And, you know, so with all goes well, I'll retire here. So thank everybody for coming, and you know, this nomination, it's been great. Just doing my job, you know.
Excellent. Well, we certainly appreciate it, everybody. Big round of applause virtually for Marcus. Thank you so much for all you do. And we cannot do it without you drivers. This all, our company rises and falls with our drivers, and you are the best of the best. All right. So my next two are coming out of our Walmart operations. And yesterday, Zach and I had a privilege of meeting with the Walmart folks in Bentonville. And it was a top-to-top first with their senior leadership. And